We know you have a lot of sucky broadcasts to choose from. So thank you for listening to this sucky broadcast. And now, here's Bradley Laborman.
Oh, good evening, everybody. We are having thunderstorms in Arlington, Texas, and they were bad, and I don't know what happened, but zippity-zappity-zoop, we're starting a little bit late. I know nobody who's listening to this on the podcast gives a crap, because you're in your car, it's Thursday morning, you're driving to work, you've got your Starbucks in your hand. That's gross. You should go. Java Johns is this guy that I know, and he makes really good coffee. You should check him out. Anyways, we got a great show lined up, and we're just going to start. We're just going to go right now, and I'm going to bring up my guest right now. She is a comedian. I have known her for a very long time, a very, very long time, and because she's old. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. She said that earlier, and I don't think she's old at all. But anyways, Bettina Hornung. I'm going to slaughter her name because she wants me to put a hard G at the end because it's some sort of like New York thing, but whatever. Bettina's on the show today. She's a comedian. Her Instagram handle is Bettina Show. And here she is. And let me turn off this music. That's what I should do. Yeah. Hello.
Hey. Hi,
how are you doing?
Brad.
What's up? How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are That's you?
Good. I'm great. I'm fantastic. So I'm glad that you could be on my show, this sucky broadcast that I do. I'm glad you could be one of my sucky guests. And I am really excited to have you on. We're going to talk about some random things. I'm sorry that we started late, like I said before. But like I said, anybody who's listening to this on the podcast doesn't give a shit because they don't realize we started late because they turn it on whenever they want.
Well, don't you have tornadoes going around your house right now?
Something to that extent. I'm going to tell you, since I've moved here, there's been a tornado it's usually every Thursday. This is like an early one this week, but there's been like a thunderstorm every Thursday, like consistent. And everybody was like, oh, well, you move here, you're going to get tornadoes. I'm like, I'm from Iowa originally. That's not going to bother me.
Have you seen any?
No, but I've seen like the aftermath of them or whatever. But I will tell you this. I when I first got here, I stayed at a hotel. I was staying at the Red Roof Inn until I found a place, and it was across from Six Flags. And I remember the first really major one that we had, I was driving home. I had done a radio station remote with this station, The Freak. They had me come in to talk to them, and it was great. But on the way back, I was driving home, and it was just a solid green cloud on to the west of me. When I was driving, and I remember thinking to myself, well, I'm going to close this hotel room door, which, by the way, every time it rained, it just shot water under the heater of the hotel room. So it was always like, there was like a puddle right there. The first time I yelled at Brody, cause I thought he peed on the floor. And then
Why was it a green cloud?
Because that's what tornado clouds, bad storm clouds look like tornado clouds. But anyways, it was this thing where it was like, I was thinking to myself was, well, I'm going to be sitting here, and the Superman ride's going to fly through the hotel room because it was Six Flags. That's all I was thinking was like, I wasn't concerned about a tornado. I was concerned about giant pieces of like amusement park stuff, like coming over and hitting me. Yeah, exactly.
I just went to Six Flags this past weekend, by the way. And
I've got some history for you.
Oh,
it started here.
Oh,
like the original Six Flags. It's called Six Flags because at one point or another, six different nations ran Texas. So six different flags flew over Texas at one time or another.
Oh,
yeah. So it started here, and Hurricane Harbor started here. Because when I first got here, it was weird because there was like Six Flags Road. And I was like, that's weird. Why is there like a road named after Six Flags? Because everywhere else is just like a different road. And then it said Wet and Wild Harbor or Wet and Wild Avenue. That's where I thought that's where like the strip clubs were, but that's actually where the Hurricane Harbor is. But I was driving somebody around because I do Lyft on the side, and this guy goes, "Oh yeah, no, it started here." So it got the guy sold it as a franchise, later on. And that's why it's like, that's why it specifically says like, you probably were at Six Flags.
Great Adventure in New Jersey. And they also have like a Six Flags like avenue or road or something.
Okay. Okay. That I think that was the second one. I feel like that was because I used to go to Chicago when I lived in Iowa, we would either go to Chicago or St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And that was Six Flags Six Flags over the Midwest and Six Flags. I don't know what they were. I don't know. They all different names. Wow. That's all I know. Yeah. Trivia.
I love Six Flags. Like I've been asking people for years to go. It's like my favorite thing. I was not okay this past year. I'm 40. And I was like, oh, that's it. I'm 40. Like, this is it. Like, I couldn't wait. Like, I got on the ride and I got off and I was like, I'm going to use the restroom. And it just was like projectile, like, ah! Like vomit was coming out of my mouth. And like, I cleaned myself up. And I was like, oh, maybe we should just like take a minute before the next ride. It was horrible. I can't even believe how nauseous I got. It's crazy. I'm like, is this what being old is like? Is this what happens?
I don't know. I don't know. Because you keep saying you're old. I'm older than you.
Well, it's and... real old. It doesn't matter your age. It's just like, what happened? Like, all of a sudden, like, I don't like my brain cells being shooken up. And I don't know. It was crazy to me because this was like my favorite place ever. And I was like, this right. is happening. Although the King's of Ka was the best. Have you been on the King's of Ka?
No, what is that? Is that at Six Flags?
Yeah, it's the, I think, I'm also, could be 100% wrong, but it's supposed to be the, like, tallest roller coaster and like, I don't know, I thought it said the world.
You know that specifically they have, like, I was always told that the one in New Jersey is more Scooby-Doo heavy.
What was that?
Like, they're specifically different from area to area. And I remember being in New York City, and I remember this woman saying, if you sign up for this, you can get tickets to Six Flags in New Jersey. I'm like, oh, Six Flags, New Jersey, weird. You know, and she goes, I like Six Flags because my favorite thing is to go to like this place where Scooby-Doo is, like that stuff, and go to that ride. And she's like,
Scooby-Doo ride. Oh,
yeah. She goes, Six Flags, New Jersey is more Scooby-Doo themed. That's what she told me.
I didn't see any Scooby-Doo.
Oh, maybe. That's but this was a couple
like,
years ago.
I thought like Scooby-Doo was a term and I was like just pretending to be smart. I was like, yeah, it's very Scooby-Doo.
No, it's a dog.
Oh, yeah.
It's a cartoon.
Scooby-Doo, right.
It's a cartoon dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's very like superheroes everywhere. It's like the Joker.
Yeah, yeah.
And like. Batman the Ride and the Dark
Knight. Well, what the deal is that they have like different villages, right? They have like six or whatever villages. And each one, by the way, this is not a paid ad for Six Flags in any way, so it's turning into one, but you know, I'm gonna put on the glasses and go do 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 do.
That guy? From?
Yeah. But and that guy was from here. That's another thing I learned is that guy was from here. He was Mr. Six Flags. I don't know. He was like a local guy. But what I was going to say was it is it's a formula. And what it is there's like six little areas. There's like a country western area. There's like a superhero one. There's a Scooby-Doo one. There's different ones. And everyone has like one ride specific for that thing. But then every other ride is just the same version of a ride that you would ride in.
Oh, just different.
Yeah, it's just themed differently. Like, it's got, like, different. Like, you go to the Batman Gotham City, and I think there's two. There's usually, like, Batman the Ride and then the Joker thing is – or Riddler or wherever you're at. Like, now in D.C., they've got – like, we've got the Aquaman ride.
Oh, what's that?
Which, like? So it's
– Is it
it's
like a ride?
Yeah, so it's essentially like a roller coaster. It's like a thing that goes whoop, whoop, but there's water in the middle.
Yeah.
And you just go zoom, and then you splash your water, and then you come back the other way and splash your water the other way.
No, thank you. That's like that pirate ship thing. Yeah.
No. Yeah. No, not like that. It's like a roller coaster. Whoa. Yeah, not like the Galleon. Not like at Adventureland we had the Galleon. It was like that was like a boat on a whatever on ropes. No, this is like a tract and it's like a U-shaped track, and there's a roller coaster that goes one side, and then it drives through the water and then goes up the other way and then comes back the other
backwards.
Way through
the water. Yeah.
Which is a lot like Mr. Freeze. A lot of these rides are just
Either we didn't have Mr. Freeze.
You didn't have Mr. Freeze?
Okay. No.
All right. Anyways, Bettina, introduce yourself. I'm sorry. We go right into the Six Flags content, and you should really introduce yourself. So tell everybody who you are and what you do.
Oh, no. I am Bettina. Can I just leave it at that? I don't really know how to introduce myself.
Really? You're a comedian.
I'm a comedian. I'm a power professional in the day. I work with special ed kids. But I've been hosting all these shows, producing, like just slapping stuff together and like having these comedy shows recently in my local area in Rockaway Beach, New York. What? And this place, the Rose Den, she has been letting me do my thing. So I've been doing comedy shows there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was a comedian for a while. I didn't really love it. I'm more of a host because I have a terrible memory and you have to say the same thing every time you're on stage and it's not my thing. I'm just like, I'd rather just like say something.
Yeah. Time. I'm a different type of comedian than you because what I usually do is I don't plan what I'm going to say. And then I just get up there and just like talk for like
That's
5 minutes or whatever it is. Yeah. Right. That's what you need to be. You don't have to memorize stuff. I think one of my friends said, you try too hard when you do the memorized stuff. He goes, you're a lot funnier when you just get up there and tell stories. And I'm like, then I will just tell stories for the rest of my life.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I like introducing people and like bigging them up. I like being I'm a good backup dancer, singer, you know, amp person.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's good. That's good. I know a lot of people that, and that's me too, is like, I think I'd be better off hosting a comedy show than going out and finding them. You know, I still want to record like a half hour sometime, like get an audience, but rent a venue and record a half hour set. I think I've got half an hour worth of material.
Really? That's like impressive. That's really great. Yeah. I let my comedians rock. Like if they're like making people laugh, like usually it's a 7 minute set, but if they're if the crowd is laughing, I don't like shine the light or anything. I'm like, keep going. Like, you know,
right.
They love it. That's why they keep coming back. And
are you sure they don't see you saying keep going, keep going? They're like, oh, is her flashlight broken? Is she telling me to stop?
No. They definitely know because they bring their book out with them. They're like, oh, okay. And like they switch through and they like just throw stuff out at the crowd. It's pretty cool.
So what do you think of people? Like I bring out, and then I always like hate it. I need to get a notebook. But I just bring out my iPhone with like the notes on it or whatever.
Yeah, we'll do that too.
And then I have to like, then I'm halfway through like, well, what? Let me fingerprint myself here. Let me get myself back into the system or whatever and do it all over again. And
your phone still has a fingerprint? Your phone still has the fingerprint?
Yeah, I have an older phone.
That was a good one.
Yeah, with the fingerprint? It's not even that old. It's like the 2020 SC 2020 is like the second version of whatever.
That was like the good one when you could do this. Now it's like you gotta like put your face and look at it.
Yeah.
My phone, my kids make fun of it, but yeah. It's mini. I love it.
That looks pretty thick.
Because all phones are like this big now. Like this is the smallest one out.
Yeah, I noticed that the other day I watched, I'm not on TikTok, but I watched somebody. I'm opposed to TikTok. I just want you to know that I'm against TikTok.
I'm the worst with social media. I'm just trying to like learn stuff. I'm only on Instagram because I got rid of Facebook and now I don't even know what to do on Facebook. I'm trying to figure it all out.
It should be all over the place. Twitter. I'll show you where to go. I'll show you all the places.
You told me I have a Twitter account. I didn't even know I had one.
Yeah. I think you had to have one to have Periscope back in the day.
Oh, Periscope.
You want to talk about Periscope? You want to talk about how we met?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, hold on. So I get emotional when I think about how we met. Okay, anyways. So I met Bettina because I was on Periscope
24/7.
And I was a big deal on Periscope. And people hated me because that's a big deal. But anyways, but I was a big deal on Periscope for a long time. And then I got driven off of there because people were toxic. But I was on there. And one day I was like, I'm going to go to, I moved to New York City. And one of my favorite places to go was this karaoke bar that was in Little Italy called the Mulberry Street Bar. And they still do karaoke on the weekends, I think. I think they still do. And I was like, let's all meet there. Let's meet there. It was a very great day because I remember John Ledger from T-Mobile paid me money to sing songs. That's another thing that happened that day. Yeah, he gave me like we were meeting anyways. That's a whole different story. But this person messages me and says, "Can I bring my friend Bettina along to this thing?" And I was like, "Sure, I guess. Why not? You know, whatever." And she said, "What intrigued me? She said she loves you." And I was like, "Oh yeah, bring her along." And so you showed up, and you were just too much to handle. No, yeah, you were very horned up or something. I don't know what the deal was, but it was.
I just was 29, I think.
Yeah. That was a while ago, wasn't it? So, yeah, and it was just like, this is awesome. But anyways, and that's where I met you, and I thought you were great, and I thought you were wonderful, and
songs, that everything.
Yeah. But it was a good time, and then I followed you on Periscope, and then we had our Periscope lives.
Yeah. You were pretty cool though. You like legit were on 24/7. Like you had six different chargers with you. You had like the one.
Yeah. I used to hate it. I was so weird because like I was, what happened was when I first started, I was in Minneapolis.
The house began to twitch.
I want to apologize for everybody.
What? Please don't.
I do not.
Camera,
I. What is that?
That's the fucking tornado.
Not a tornado.
Allowed to curse?
Well, you just did, so I can't. Whatever. It's fine. That was a car starting. I think outside. I think there's a guy that parks outside. And he's in like this like retro Jeep or whatever, and it never goes anywhere. And I think it finally went somewhere. I want to apologize. That scared anybody because that scared Bettina.
I thought your whole house was gonna go there.
Yeah, no, I've been through a tornado. I've seen it before. Anyway, so when I first started Periscope, I was in Minneapolis. I was 24/7 because I would be on all day, and then I was like, well, I'm going to go now, guys. I got to go to sleep. And then one day I just thought, you know what? Wouldn't it be funny if I just set up a tripod and put the iPhone pointed at me and recorded myself sleeping?
Right.
Understanding. I did this once before on Justin TV, and I muted it because I knew I farted in my sleep and all this other stuff. Like, all this gross stuff, right? So I was like, whatever. So I'm just going to do it. I'm going to deal with it. And it's a risk because sometimes I'll wake up horned up and, you know, whatever. And then so then it was like, because like there'd be many times where I would wake up and I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm on camera. I can't do that. Like sort of like that kind of stuff. But
you were so committed though. Like,
yeah, I did it. And I did it for like 60 days or so. I think I did it for a long time. And surprisingly, I would wake up in the morning and there would be like just people in the room chatting. And some of them would be like, they were just there joking around that I was like going to die or whatever. But they were like legitimate like fans. Like, oh my God, why can't I think of her name right now? This girl from England was like a legit, because
oh, I had so many friends in England. It was great. England is the shit.
Like, yeah, right? Because it was like, I was asleep, but they were up because they'd woken up for the day. Oh, and so I had like a lot of like English people who were watching me sleep all day and would run trivia contests and then it turned into this thing where I started meeting celebrities because of it and all this other stuff started happening. Cool. And like I ended up going on like, cause I had Penny at the time. That was my dog at the time. And she, she would like crawl around my head while I was sleeping, and people would make comments about that. And then people, like news people, start talking about me sleeping. Like people like would be on the news and be like, this guy's sleeping on the air, and he's like got all these people just watching him sleep. That's a big deal. And it turned into this thing where if you go on to a lot of live stream platforms now, they tell you you can't sleep. I started it. Like I, like people, like,
why can't you sleep?
Like they said you can't sleep. You can't, because they know it's milking content. Is they know like it's like you're basically like get, if you're getting paid to make content. I wasn't getting paid at the time, but now like when you're on these things and you're a top streamer, like one of the rules is like if you want to get paid to make content, you can't sleep, because they know that's what people are going to go to. It's very, because they know that's what people are drawn to. It's like these weird people.
Why wouldn't they want that?
I don't know why they wouldn't want that, but I just know that at one point I was on live, or I think it was live.com or something. I don't know. Something later on they tried to get me on this, because all these other like phone app live streaming companies trying to recruit me, and people were like, how are you so good at Periscope? And I was like, because I was on Justin TV and I was one of the first live streamers. And back in that day, we had to carry around a laptop with a battery pack, like with one of those giant UPS battery packs that we had to charge at the end of the night. And then like I had to have like a real webcam up and all this other stuff. And I had to be, I had to go to places that had internet, or I had to carry around a MiFi with me the whole time, so I could get a signal at places. Yeah, and I'm like, and then, so when you guys condense it and put it into a phone, I'm like, well, I can do this. Whoop, and I just open it up. And then it was like 1,000 times easier. Oh, and then I got the idea to get battery packs. And then I just knew that I was always good to go. I never had an issue with like running out of juice.
I did. I let it run a few times while I was sleeping just to see what it was about. And the people are creeps. Yeah.
Yeah.
They get like, they really watch you. Like, I'm like, snoring, and they're like, right.
Oh, yeah, I'm snoring, and they're saying, oh, he's got sleep apnea and all this other stuff. I'm snoring.
They're worried about you. Yeah. Like, I haven't seen you in a few days. Why haven't you been on?
Right. They had, like, a drinking game, I think, was going on, too. And, like, there was a lot of stuff going on. It's like people wrote songs about it and all stuff. Yeah, there's a drinking game.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. That's just, I don't remember. Like, every time I snore, take a drink. Every time I rolled over, take a drink. Every time Penny showed up on camera. Drink, like stuff like that, like those things. But it was just a very interesting time in my life. And then I got really popular doing that, and people raised money for me to go back to New York City. That's why I went back to New York City, because people raised funds to help me move back to New York City.
That's so cool.
Because I wasn't happy in Minneapolis. It was freezing in Minneapolis. It would have been freezing. It was freezing in New York City anyways.
Yeah, it's cool.
But then I was in New York City for a while, and then I started talking to Bree Olson on Periscope.
Who's Bree Olson?
She's a former porn star.
Oh.
And I call her Rachel, because her real name is Rachel. So I would talk to Rachel all the time. And then I was like, well, I'm going to LA for VidCon. Because at that point, whatever. So I go to VidCon, and when I get there, Al Roker has released a list of like the top live streamers, and I'm on that list. And so then I'm at VidCon, and people are, I'm going to VidCon just to go to VidCon, and I'm at VidCon, and people are like, can we interview you? Can we interview you for this thing? Can we do this? And of course, the other thing that would happen is a bunch of my fake YouTube friends who I don't talk to anymore because of my political views, but a lot of my fake YouTube friends would, they,
your political views, you're stopping talking to people. Oh!
No, they stop talking to me. I don't stop talking to people. They stop talking to me. Just to be clear, they stop talking to me.
Oh.
Anyway. So, I've never stopped talking to anybody. They stop talking to me.
I think it's always so good to silly.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you completely.
Like, isn't the point to just like have your own opinion?
Yes. I agree. Yeah, we're on the same page. That's fine. Like, so
whatever. We're not supposed to do politics, but go ahead.
Right. Yeah, I turned the show away from politics. But
yeah.
So I got to LA, and I'm like, hey, well, you know, if you want to go out, we can hang out. But her fans were totally against us being anything. Like, her fans were like, he's going to kill you. Like, that, like, people were private messengers saying, don't meet with Bradley. He's going to kill you. He's gonna chop you up and all this other stuff.
That's because they're haters. Of course,
yeah.
That.
Yeah, because in reality, just to be fair, all of her fans are just middle-aged men who were jealous that I was hanging out with her. And that one time they said I was ugly, and she said, shut up. He reminds me of John Goodman. And she was like very flattering towards me. And she's like, I think she's great, like John Goodman. But anyway, now she dates women and we haven't talked in a long time.
Aww.
I miss her once in a while. I do. I miss Rielson a lot. I miss Rachel a lot. I just want to be clear. I miss you a lot, but I miss everybody. Just sadness all around. Anyways, a lot of ships passing in the night. So I did VidCon, I did all this other stuff. I had a lot of YouTube friends who, because YouTube is like, turn on the camera, edit yourself, edit out the bad pregnant pauses, and put it on YouTube. And a lot of YouTubers I know in the early days couldn't function as live streamers because they couldn't deal with the live interaction. Because they wanted it to be like, I'm going to put this video on YouTube, comment, and then I'll respond to your comments. They couldn't respond to people when it was like live action. So they would always do this thing where they'd be like, hey, can you promote me on your Periscope? And I'd be like, sure. Can you promote me on YouTube? And they're like, yeah, well, you don't really fit my brand. So I don't know. And I'd be like, are you joking with me right now? But these guys were only nice to me because I was very popular on live streaming.
Right.
And until I wasn't popular on live streaming because people are angry and vicious. So this is the most I've talked about Periscope in a long time because really.
Periscope, that was so fun. I literally.
Well, you know what? I would fool around with Elon. Maybe Elon will bring it back. I think he said something about bringing it back.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. I think they killed it off completely.
I hate that. I really liked it. And I don't
think. But I'm going to tell you a little secret. If you figure out your Twitter handle, like right now, we're streaming on Twitter. Like you essentially can open up Twitter and live stream, and it looks like Periscope, and it's still Periscope. And the same people that were following you on Periscope
are
still following you on Twitter. So it's essentially just Periscope. It looks the same. It's got all the same stuff. I swear to God, if you figured out your Twitter handle and you logged into Periscope, logged in on Twitter Live, a bunch of people would be like, oh my God, Bettina's here. And then show up.
Where have you been in 12 years? 13?
Right. Where have you been? And I don't think it's been 12 years because Periscope was 2015, just to be clear.
All right, so it was 2015.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's almost 10 years.
Yeah, so this 29 thing was a lie, too. I think your ID was 29.
Oh, I was 30, maybe 30.
Yeah, 30-something.
40 now.
Yeah. So mathematically, you weren't 29. That's impossible. Yeah. Like, I hung out with a girl, and I don't believe – I want to say this, and I don't care if she hears me say this or whatever, because she hasn't ever talked to me in a long time or whatever. But there's this YouTuber. Yeah, I'll be vague when I talk about her. And she did a lot of like Key of Awesome. Okay. And I don't know if you know what Key of Awesome was. It was a YouTube channel. And she was I met her when I moved there. And I would hang out, and we'd hang out with social media people, and she'd be at the bar, and she'd be there. And we're like, and we became friends. And then when I moved to LA, we hung out all the time and we worked on stuff together. But when I went to her bio page, it says her age was weird because I did the math and I was like, I've known you since 2011.
Okay.
And she was hanging out with me in 2011. And I'm like, the only way you were hanging out with me in 2011 is if you were on this show and they had you dressed in the bikinis and you were 16. Because there's no physical way that she could be the age she said she was because she was doing these videos. She was doing these videos since 2008. Like, I'd seen her in these videos since 2008. I'm like, I don't know.
Some women lie about their age.
I know, and I'm fine with that. But at the same time, men can't lie about their age. But I stopped lying. I gave up a long time ago.
Men lie about their age.
Oh, I don't have to lie about my age. Like, no, when I actually take care of my face and stuff like that, people go, like, I had this girl the other day goes, she's like, well, how old are you? Like, 33? And I'm like, yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 33.
There are younger men that lie and say they're older because they have, like, they prefer older women. That's, like, a thing. Like, a lot of guys do that.
A lot of guys do that?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
There's a lot of guys are like, yeah, I prefer older women.
Like,
you mean like when Kramer went to the retirement home, like sort of thing? Or like,
no. Okay. I'm saying like 20 something year olds are like, oh, no, I'm like 37. And you're like, this doesn't feel right. You're not lying. And then you find out they're like 18, 19, and 20 and 21. Like, it's like insane. And I'm like, yeah. You're 4 and you have mommy issues.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that sounds like an episode of Friends. I think I remember an episode of Friends where Rachel latched on, or Monica, somebody latched on to somebody, and then she realized.
Oh. Well, I don't want like, enough to know that. But
he was in high school. I know, but I'm just saying. She, like, thought he was in college.
It's happened to me a few times, and I'm like, how old are you? And then they're like, old enough. Like, okay.
Because you got to be careful because hold on, I got to turn my headphones back on. They keep doing this thing. You've got to be careful though because you don't like. I think what happened in the Friends episode was she went to a college party and she met somebody at the college party, but then the kid at the college party ended up being a high school kid, and then you ran into a whole other can of worms.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So I just avoid that completely.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know
someone at a college party. I guess we'll check that off the list. Don't go there.
Yeah, don't. Yeah.
We won't go there.
This is you're listening to Dating Advice with Bradley and Bettina here on the Psyche Broadcast. yeah, that's part two. Is I was gonna say like I don't know. I have a cutoff, but then I keep. You know.
Cut off.
Let me tell you this. So you know who's the same age as me? Bradley Cooper and Leonardo DiCaprio are the same age as me. So if they can get away with dating certain people a certain age, I can get away with dating people of certain ages too. I see a lot of guys my age dating younger women, and it's because they're paying them. Like they're like buying everything for them and all that other stuff. I'm not gonna do that. Yeah, I'm not gonna ever be a sugar daddy for anybody. And I hear these conversations, and I have female friends who talk about guys that gave them $1,000 to hang out with them for the weekend and stuff like that. Nothing happened.
People are so broke. And they don't even have to do anything, right? They don't even do anything. They just hang out.
Right.
How do I get that job? Like, sign me up. Let me give you an application.
Okay.
It's just a friend.
Yeah, it's well, I don't know, because I feel like when they get there, they're like, well, maybe we can do something.
But then it doesn't happen.
That's why I think it's like they get these guys. That's my problem with OnlyFans too, is that you get these guys on there that are like, I worship you and all this other stuff. And you're just, and these girls realize this and they're just like, okay. And you get girls that are nice, but then you get girls that just take advantage of the situation. I know, I've been there. When I used to do my Brenda character.
Why wouldn't you take advantage of the situation? Why not?
Okay, well, it depends. I don't know. After a while. But when I did my Brenda character.
If it was happening to you, you wouldn't take advantage of the situation?
No, I'll tell you. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you a story right now of a time when I did it. I did this character, Brenda. I don't know if you've ever seen the Brenda. I used to do a Amazon show, and I would dress up like a woman. Whatever. I did this character. Her name was Brenda. She's gorgeous. She is gorgeous. Amazon took the episodes off because somebody said I was making fun of transgender people. But she's coming back in a big way very soon in a movie. That's why I shaved. But anyways, that's spoiler for that, everybody. There's a Brenda movie. Okay. Anyways. So I had a Brenda Instagram account that we would use to promote the show. And I had this guy who was a Saudi prince who would slide into my DMs And he'd be like, I love you. I love you. I love you, Miss Brenda. And I would be like, I am a guy. Like, I just want to be clear on that. Like, I am a guy. And he's like, I don't care. He's like, and I think it was, his, you know, I think it's because of how Saudi Arabia is and like how they are towards homosexuals and things like that. And he was just like, no, I love you. You're great. And whatever. And the same thing, I'll tell you, when I did drag when I was a long, long time ago. And I did drag, and I had a guy who owned a very prominent business, and he would always bring me gifts. And I was like, I just want to be clear, like, I'm doing drag, but I'm straight. And that's like, I'm doing this completely as performance.
That's and not the thing, right? Like, you could be, so what, you do drag, you're allowed to be.
Yeah. I was telling him that because I didn't want him to ever think like he was right. Going to win my affection or whatever. Like that. And I love the guy. He's great, to be fair. But he would be like, no, I love what you do. I love how you perform and all stuff. And he would always just give me gifts, or he'd let me go to his massage parlor and get massages or whatever. Oh. And all that stuff. Or take me out, like, we could go out on the boat or whatever. And he never tried anything. And nobody ever really tried anything. But I became really good friends at this bar. And it was a very interesting time in my life because I never really hung out at a gay bar being from Iowa. Like, I never, and then I got full thrown into it.
You're originally from Iowa.
Yeah. So, but I'm in Iowa at a bar, and I'm just experiences where like people are coming, guys are coming, like football players are coming around the corner of this bar and being like, hey, can I ask your D? Like stuff like that, because they're just like, whatever. And they're clearly straight guys or whatever. It's just, I don't know. I don't know what they
do. Wanted a little ass.
And there used to be a joke that they would call me lesbian kryptonite because I would go home with lesbians all the time, who are girls who said they were lesbians. And I would go home with them. And it's just because when it breaks down to it, if you know what you're doing, it's better than a toy. And a lot of lesbians.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
No, I'm just saying, if you know what you're doing. I'm just saying, if you know what you're doing, then that's what the deal is. Anyways, that's what I'm saying. So back to the Saudi prince. So the Saudi prince is like, do you want anything? And I'm like, would you buy me a PS4? Because I wanted to do Twitch. I wanted to be on Twitch and start doing Fortnite because I was doing Fortnite or whatever, and I wanted to be on the computer to do it. And he's like, yeah. And he sent me a gift card to go to Best Buy and get a PS4. And he would send me money all the time for stuff. And he just said, I just wanted to send you money for things like that. And I was like, so, yes, I had a Saudi prince who admired me greatly and who knew I was a guy. Like, I want to be clear, like, he was also on my other page. He was on both my pages. And then it got really...
You took advantage a little. So there's...
Nope, because he got really aggressive at one point. And he said, I want you to come here. I will fly you to Saudi Arabia. We can hang out. You can bring your friends if you want to, if you don't feel comfortable traveling alone. Well, we can just hang out. And I was just like, no, because nothing's gonna happen. That doesn't seem fair to you because you're flying me there, and I know because I'm a guy that you're doing this in the idea that like, oh, I'm gonna do this and maybe something will happen. I'm like, nothing's ever gonna happen.
Right.
That's not it. I already had some girl in college try to convince me I was bisexual because she wanted me to, because she was cheating on her boyfriend and she wanted to get a threesome going on. And whatever. I've been there too.
And whatever. I've crossed swords.
I did. I mean, not really, but anyways. Well, are we getting into threesome conversation? No.
We are definitely not. You are. And I like it. I'm all about listening to it. We're getting into it.
Oh, really?
No.
That's very, I couldn't think of the porn term for it really quick. Exhibition or voyeuristic of you. Maybe that's it. Audioristic of you. You're more listening than watching.
Yeah. Give it to me. What else did you do?
No.
Okay. All right.
I was mad because this girl.
I knew it was coming. It's coming.
I liked this girl in college. okay? And all these guys were trying to date this girl. And I was a bouncer at this bar. I'll say the bar. I was a bouncer at this bar in Storm Lake, Iowa, called Malarkey's. One of my friends bought it now, so he owns it, which is incredible because I want to go back now and just hang out, right? Yeah. So his name Malarkey's. My boss is Christos Arundino. He's a Greek guy, short Greek guy, fantastic. Loved the guy to death. He was like a father to me. Loved him to death. Always just amazing. We got into arguments all the time, but in the end of the day, he always took care of me, and he was a great boss, and I loved him. Worked there forever. Remember working there, and it was my birthday, and he was like, "Oh, you just turned 21? Interesting." Because I'd been there for like several years before that, not being 21.
Right.
Anyways, so I was working. So one summer, a bunch of the bouncers got together, and we decided we were going to rent an apartment. So I was living on campus because I was working on campus on the side, and so they gave me free housing. So I had a dorm room, and I had this other apartment. This is one of the most glorious college nights of my life I'm going to tell you about right now.
Oh, okay?
So we're at the bar, and this girl shows up, and she's got a cousin with her. And her cousin's cute, but like not super cute. So whatever. So right. So she is like, she comes up, she starts talking to me, and I'm like, this is weird. She's never done a talk to me. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, okay, we're gonna have a party at the apartment that we have. And she's like, cool, can I come? And my cousin come? I'm like, yeah, sure, you can come. Yeah, I'll wait around. I'll give you a ride over there. Whatever, right? So then my friend Mike comes up, and he's like, and he's a townie, but he's from another town over. And he comes up and he goes, dude, there's this girl here, and she really wants to fool around with me. Can I use your dorm room? And I go, yeah, go ahead, because I'm going to go to this party, whatever.
Right.
So I give him my extra set of keys to my dorm room, you know, because most of it's punch code anyways. I'm like, yeah, we're good to go. So he goes, cool, thanks. So then they're off, whatever. So I get done, end of the night, close down, get the girls in the car. I'm like, I forgot something over at my dorm room. So I'm going to go over and get it. So I run over real quick, and they're just talking right now. They haven't done anything. But she's got a friend with her.
Oh, boy.
And her friend goes, so these two girls are out in the car, by the way. So her friend goes, oh, can you show me where the bathroom is? So I'm like, yeah, sure. So I go to show where the bathroom is, and then we have a quickie in the shower.
Do you know each other?
No, I never met her before in my life. Anyway, she's my friend because I was in college and I was awesome in college. But and now I paid.
You could be. I'm awesome. Things like that don't happen. You're like,
oh yeah, it was awesome. No, I was. I just tuned it down a lot. I've like piped down my sexuality. I've tuned it down a little bit, like my attractiveness. I try to make myself less attractive is what I'm trying to. It's hard, but I've done it somehow. Anyways, so whatever. And I'm just like, well, I gotta go. So I take her back to my room where they're hanging out. And my friend's like, I'm going to be out of here by like 2 a.m. I'll be out by 2 a.m. And I go, cool, that's fine. I'll come home, sleep, whatever. So we go to the party, and the girls are with me. And they start asking about fantasies or whatever. And I go, I don't have any fantasies. Like, I go, I'm going to say the cliche one is like two girls at the same time. That's the cliche fantasy. Right. So I go and grab them a beer. I come back, and they're like, okay, let's do it. I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, let's do it. So we go back to my place.
By your fantasy.
Yeah, we go back to my place. In hindsight, though, they're cousins, and I realize this now, that they're cousins. I realized that years later after the fact. But we fool around. I have sex dice because, of course, I have sex dice because I was a theater major in college and in the Midwest. And so we were playing with those for a while, and then they kind of threw those to the side, and we just had at it, whatever. And everything was great. Everything was good. And then I thought, oh, maybe this will be – I also focused more on her cousin than on her because I was trying to make her, like, jealous, like, sort of thing, like, whatever.
Oh my.
So we get done. They leave, they go home or whatever. And then like a couple days later, like my friends are like, because her cousin worked at Pizza Hut, and she goes, a couple days later, my friends come back from Pizza Hut, they're like, dude, did you have a threesome and not tell us you had a threesome? And I was like, how do you know I had a threesome? And like, because her cousin was like telling everybody at the table. This girl's
no secret.
Yeah, and I thought this was like a secret or whatever. I thought this wasn't like a big thing or whatever. So it was very confusing. But anyways,
yeah.
And I to this day don't know what the name of that other girl is. But also I don't remember the name of the girls from that night either. I don't remember any, but I don't remember a lot of people I dated.
Oh.
I forget names.
On purpose?
Well, unless they're special to me, then I remember their names. But it's not anything bad. It's just that I only have so much brain matter, and so if I need to like learn like how many calories is in a White Claw, then somebody's name from college that I had a one night stand with is going to kick out. The only girl I ever know is this girl, and I can't say her name because she's in the CIA now.
Oh. But,
And she was a senior when I was a freshman, and that was awesome too. That was an awesome being a freshman and bagging a senior.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
That's a dream.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the
right
dream.
There. Sexual exploits of Bradley on a show that's supposed to be about Bettina. There you go. But you wanted to hear it. No, you didn't want to.
Everybody wants to hear it.
Everybody wants to hear it. So
everybody wants to hear it. But you didn't hear the part where you cross swords.
Oh, so
that's what everybody wants to know.
I did a public, oh my God. No, I did a public access show.
Everybody wants to hear how you cross swords.
I did a public access show in Iowa City for about 7 years. Okay. It was a live show, and I'm actually working on a book about that right now. I'm actually writing a book right now. It's really hard though, because I had to change a lot of names because there's a lot of drugs involved.
Okay.
I want to be clear. I want to tell you this too. I recently came out to my mother and told her that I went through a cocaine addiction in like the early 2000s.
How'd she take it?
She took it pretty good. I mean, I was just like, you know what? This has been waiting on me a long time. And my brother would always do things where he was like going to tell her. Or like he was like, he'd always be like, oh yeah, well you thought I was bad. You should know what stuff that Brad does or whatever. So I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna tell you so that it'll never hang it over my head. It was during I was going through a lot of depression, and I was like, you know what? Because I told her, I said, I'm going through a lot of depression, but I never want you to ever think that you were ever a bad mom. And I told her that. I go, you were never a bad mom. And even when we were fighting, I made up with you, and then I was like, and then I showed up, and it was like Thanksgiving, and I was super high on cocaine because the night before I had taken 2 8-balls, and I said, if I live through this, I will never do cocaine again. And that was what happened. Yeah,
every time.
Except I have done it occasionally once in a while. Just to be honest, come on.
I hate it.
But yeah, that was
annoying when they're on cocaine. It's like, get away.
Oh yeah, yeah. I know. I've heard that too. My thing was, I'd be doing it, and then like I was doing this show on TV, and like all of a sudden, like people would show up, and there'd be some random person sitting next to me doing a line, and I'd be like, who invited this person? Like, I'm on TV, and I don't want people knowing that I'm like, I don't want people calling the show or whatever. But whatever, I got over it. Anyways, so I'm just being honest with that, because I'm trying to use this show as therapy is one thing too. So definitely. I went on I was at the bar, and this guy came up to me, and he said, hey, Bradman, because everybody called me Bradman because that was the name of me on the show. They said, Bradman, it's my girlfriend's birthday, and she wants to have sex with you while I watch. And I was like, cool, let's go. Because that was during my cocaine time. I was like, let's do it. I'm all for that. Let's go. Because I was like, where's she at? And he pointed to her, and I was like, yes, let's do this. If she wants to do this with me, let's go. She's cute. She's hot. So we went to her place. We did it and whatever. And then it turned out the guy was around my hometown, and I was back in my hometown hanging out at the bar, and he told the bartenders about it. He told like friends of mine who were bartenders about it, like people I went to school with about it from high school, whatever.
You're not supposed to talk about it.
Yeah, right. And so, and then he, but then he just kept saying, "Well, she said, you know, she said she was doing you a favor because you're," and I'm like, "Really?" And I go, "The why is she still talking about it?" That if it's whatever. And he was like, "Well, I guess you know." And she got on the phone. Like he called, she called him while he's at the bar, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm with Bradman." She's like, "Oh my god!" And then all of a sudden he goes, "Can we go? Can we hang out at your place?" Like she wants to drive down, and can we hang out at your place? And then that turned into like we were, her and I were doing it, and then he got in there, and then our tea bags touched, and I was just like, "I'm out." Just like that's me. I'm like, "Nope, I'm done."
How did that happen? How'd your legs touch? Like, how does that happen? Like, how, it's like scissoring. Like, how did you?
DP. I was in one access point, and he came into a second access point that not is usually an access point.
Like one of these, like.
Yeah, like I was like so like. If you're watching this on video, I apologize. No. It wasn't like this. It was like this. It was like she was like this.
She's this.
She's cowboy.
She's this.
And then he comes in from the back.
And he's this way.
Yeah. So he's like, and then so he's in one entry point. I'm in the other entry point. I'm going to have to put an E on this episode, aren't I? I'm going to have to put an explicit on this episode. Just yeah. Because that I don't want to draw you a picture, Bettina. I don't want to draw you a picture. But anyways, we didn't cross swords.
It sounds like a game of Twister.
Touch tea bags.
Touch tea bags.
Okay, here I'll give you this one. I'll use Buddha as an example. Buddha's on top. I'm down here. Okay. Right?
You were laying and relaxing the whole
time. I was laying relaxing. And then he just kind of came up from behind and went.
Ouch.
And when he went doink, then his boys and my boys were down there because they were.
Did they that? Like they were like?
No, they. Like, don't make that weird lip thing. That was weird. No, they just went like that. They just went brush, and I was like done. They went brush, and I was like, nope, I'm done.
All right,
I'm done.
All right. So Alicia did it right.
Yeah. Like I said, yeah, if you give me I used to give people sex quizzes all the time, but if you give me a sex quiz, I score pretty highly because I am a insane individual. I'm an insane individual, and I have no problem admitting this on all my social media platforms. And I have an insatiable hunger that can never be filled. My thing is this. My thing is I am done with all that because I have realized that my exploits and my body count and all this other stuff has somehow karmaed back to me. And now I'm all alone with no one here beside me. No,
it happens when you want
to. It happens. I know. Well, I think it's also because everybody keeps going, "Well, why don't you actually hang out with people?" And I'm like, I don't know. I kind of became a hermit. I want to apologize because I keep moving back and forth away from my mic, and I hope that isn't messing
up. Oh, is that what's happening with me? I've been doing this the whole
time. No, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. You sound good. You sound good. If I sound good, then that's fine. As long as I sound good, that's all that matters.
Yes, that's all that matters.
Oh, but here, let's just totally change the subject right now. And hold on, I gotta open it up. Let's get a word from my sponsor. They're probably happy about this. So let me talk about this real quick.
Do they pop up? Like, should I point at it?
No, it doesn't pop up. But Palio's Grapevine location is the neighborhood Italian restaurant. Okay, ooh. So I went to Palio's Pizza this weekend. Palio's Pizza. I went this weekend. I called her up. I said, I want to order a pizza. And She's like, what kind of pizza? I'm like, I don't know. I want thin crust with a bunch of meat on it. She's like, I got the perfect one for you. We make our own crust. It's going to be great. She even cut it party style for me, which I like because I don't know. I just like party style.
16.
And it, what?
What's party style? Like in 16?
Well, like where it's where they, it's where it's a circle pizza and they cut it into like squares, like Showbiz pizza and like those. Mm-hmm. You know, where you cut, instead of cutting slices, you cut squares.
Okay.
That's party cut. So anyways, they offer a variety of authentic Italian dishes, including pizza, calzones, and pasta, as well as sandwiches, salads, and more. All their food is prepared fresh to order with only the finest ingredients. And they work very hard to give you the best possible food experience. Paleo's is known for fresh ingredients, fresh dough daily, never frozen, and they even offer gluten-free options. They are conveniently located in the heart of Grapevine, Texas, near DFW Airport and the Great Wolf Lodge, which, by the way, I pulled out of the driveway. I saw the Great Wolf Lodge. I've never seen it before. So come grab a table in their friendly and comfortable dining room. They are kid-friendly and also have pet-friendly patio with fire pit.
That's so cool. And,
yeah, it's great. It's fantastic. They're open from Sunday to Thursday, 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10. And did you know that Paleo's in Grapevine is also BYOB? So you can grab your friends and a bottle of wine for a nice dinner out on the patio and no cork fees.
That is cool. Oh, no cork fees is good.
No cork fees, right? And or you can enjoy Paleo's at home. Carry out and delivery are also available through Uber Eats and DoorDash or at your office party or special event. Remember, Paleo's Grapevine caters. So visit their website today, paleosgrapevine.com. That's paleosgrapevine.com. Now, here's the deal. You go into the pizza place. You go online. You order. Don't go through Uber Eats and do this. But if you just are going to go in and get pizza or you order online for pickup, use the code SUCKYPIZZA.
Sucky Pizza.
And that's what I love these guys the most because they were like, yes, let's have that be the coupon code. I love it. Sucky Pizza at checkout for $5 off your order of $15 or more.
Sorry about that.
$5 off your order of $15 or more. It's fantastic. Paleo's Grapevine location is happy to be one of our sucky sponsors. Now I'm back. Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe after they watch this, they're like, I don't know. He was talking about it.
10 bucks on 15 bucks. That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I literally got a large pizza and it was like 12 bucks.
That's sick.
It was a great deal. And I ate it. She's like, do you want ranch and do you want garlic butter? She gave me ranch and garlic butter, but I literally drove home and ate it on the way home. So I had like a little bit left and then I like
pizza. Like it's like a pizza.
It was a decent sized pizza, but because it's party cut, it's easier to like just pull pieces off. But then I didn't eat any of the garlic butter. But today I made popcorn and I put the garlic butter on the popcorn and it was bomb-alicious.
Now you're fucking dirty.
Yeah, now I kind of want to go back and just be like, can I order a bunch of garlic butter from you? Because I want to put that on pizza. But I think I'm gonna take some my friends this weekend to Paleo's and we're gonna have some pizza.
On
pizza.
Oh, on the crust. Then you dip like, in it.
Well, you dip it or dip the whole pizza. I dip the whole pizza.
Oh, I can't picture that. It's a lot. Like a pizza into butter.
That's why you do party cut, because the party cut pieces come out like little squares. Like they're like this big. You're like, oh,
cheesy bread?
What?
Like the cheesy bread pieces.
No, because cheesy bread pieces are like rectangular and long.
Yeah.
Like party cut are like little squares. They look like this size. They're like little squares.
Oh, you could go through a whole pie that way.
Yeah, easily. Easily.
Mm-hmm.
Easily you could do that. So, yeah. And I mean, it's a great alternative because what I usually just get, because I'm that type of guy, is I just usually get Little Caesars. And I am very happy with Paleo's. And I'm very happy that I can just run up there and get pizza whenever and they're in a good location. So. I'm too far away from them to deliver, but I'm more than happy to drive up there because when I'm driving around, like that was what happened the other day was I was doing Lyft on the weekend and I saw the sign. I said, oh, I'm in Grapevine.
And it opened up.
And I texted her because she's a sponsor. And I said, hey, I was going to text you rather than get on the website. Can I order a pizza? I'm like 5 minutes away. She's like, yeah, it takes 10 minutes to make pizza. It was great. It's tasty. I love it.
Well, do you miss New York pizza?
I miss grandma style pizza.
Oh, grandma, I like. I don't like Sicilian. I hate Sicilian. It's too thick.
No, grandma style Sicilian, isn't it?
Grandma's kind of like Sicilian, but it's a little thinner.
I think the deal is like, I in Chicago, I would eat Jet's Pizza, and that was like Detroit style. And that's what Little Caesars does too, is that pan style is like Detroit style, where it's like a deep dish pan. And that reminds me of grandma style. And I can just barrel through one of those too. I wonder if I have to check if Chiapalio's makes a Detroit style. So, but I'm going to tell you, I've had several pizza places and Palio's is the best. I'm saying that right now because I am very particular about my pizza because Los Angeles had sucky pizza, not the coupon code sucky pizza, just really bad pizza.
Suck pizza.
Actual horrible pizza. Except I found a place in LA called New York style pizza and they were legit. They were like they gave it to you on a paper plate and that you could see through the paper plate because there was so much grease. Oh. And I was like, this is good, you know, but nothing. Yeah. New York pizza is New York pizza. Yeah. And everybody like thinks Chicago pizza is like deep dish, but really Chicago pizza is thin cut pizza cut party style, which is what I like in general. So then it just turned into the thing was like, oh, I like Chicago pizza. I like the thin crust though. So. But if any place is willing to cut me pizza party style, you're my favorite pizza place.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start asking for pizza party style. I can't. That's like, it's going down.
Do you feel like that if you do that in New York City, they'll look at you weird?
Yeah.
If you do that in New York, you think they'll be, that'd be a good experiment. Yeah. Order, be like, can you do cut this party cut?
If I order like to school, like for my kids, like for a pizza party, that doesn't sound weird.
Right. And that's when you do it, because I did that a lot, because if you do order from like a Pizza Hut or someplace like that, and you're saying this is for a pizza party, can you cut it party style? It's easier for the kids to handle.
Right.
Because it's easier to split up because they'll cut it into squares and some kids will get like when they do slices and every kid grabs a slice and then half the kids don't eat the full slice. Mm-hmm. With the party cut, like one kid can get like five squares and another can get two squares and they're all happy. So. This is Pizza Talk with Bradley and Bettina on this Sucky Podcast. Broadcast. Sucky Broadcast. I rebranded the show, and then I yelled at you for tagging the wrong one.
Sorry.
So, it's fine. It's fine.
What? Oh, I'll fix it.
Okay. I just got a news report that says, FBI issues dire warning to Americans thinking of traveling to Caribbean nation. Okay. That's good to know. Did you see that? There was this guy here in no, I don't want to talk about this story. It's local. I want to talk about this. A guy got mauled by a bull this weekend in Dallas. This is my new.
Oh, in Dallas, right? You're in Dallas. I'm like, where?
Yeah. I'm in Arlington, but I consider this all like DFW, like Dallas Fort Worth area.
It's like the Cowboys.
It's nice. It's nice, but I'm planning on going to this place called the Stockyards, and it's in Fort Worth, and it's apparently like an old-timey, like almost like City Slickers type format, where like people go and they'll run cattle through the day, and then you can go into shops and there's like cowboy hat shops and boot shops and all, and it's a very touristy thing.
You have a pair?
I don't have boots yet. I have weird toes. I don't, because I literally just got here 2 months ago and I've just really just been trying to get organized. I had an actual real job interview on Monday. I'm interested to see if.
What kind of job?
A social media work. That's what I do. Social media work. So.
Oh, that's why you're so good at it.
Yeah. So I just do. This guy was like, I'm trying to sell this product, but people get lied to a lot. And all this stuff. And I said, then maybe you need to tell people they're getting lied to. And he goes, people don't want to hear the truth. And I go, maybe people need to hear the truth. I go, you'd be surprised. I listen to this guy on the radio all the time who does an ad. And he says, and it's for heating and air conditioning. And he's like, what they'll do is these other guys will show up and their salesman will park around the corner. The guy will go up to your heater and air conditioning unit, look at it for a little bit, come back down and say, oh, you know what? You need a whole new unit. But my sales guy just happens to be in the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And then they'll swing around and they'll do that. And he goes, we're not like that. He goes, because most air conditioning people work on commission. So
okay,
but he doesn't. But it's always funny because he goes, call two. We don't believe in gimmicks. Call two other people, get prices for them, and then call me and I'll give you my price. And I'm like, but I'm also like, well, isn't that a gimmick? Isn't it? I know you don't believe it. If you don't believe in gimmicks, that's kind of a gimmick. I feel like that's a gimmick.
We don't believe in gimmicks, but yeah.
Right. But here's a gimmick.
Wait, so how did this guy get mauled by a bull?
Oh, I forgot that's what I originally started talking about. I don't know, but what they said was when they got there, the bull was like blocking them so they couldn't get to him. And they had like thrown down stuff to create a barrier, the bull had, and they had to euthanize the bull.
Aww. Crazy bull.
Well, I mean, it wasn't bullshit. The bull. If you think about it, it wasn't the bull's fault. Oh, good job. Good job. It wasn't it wasn't the bull's fault. I mean, he was minding his own business probably. And then all of a sudden this guy.
By wearing red and like.
That is. Yeah. Bugs Bunny showed up and he's like, what a nincompoop. What a maroon.
Yeah, there's some like crazy things that happen locally by me, but it's like man stabbed with a broom or a chicken, like a giant chicken. Someone beat up with a chicken, like something like a raw chicken or like something weird. Like
We had something like where this guy got busted. Oh no, this guy was dead. They found a dead body. And this doesn't happen a lot. I'm just telling you, like the other day somebody was like saying on the radio, like, Dallas has had 35 murders this year so far, and if they're not careful, they're going to hit their record of 70 in a year. And I was like, I just moved from Chicago, and it's like 70 in a month in Chicago. I'm like, really? I'm in a better place. So I've always said I want to live in a state that could secede from the Union. And this, and every other conversation I have in when I pick up somebody when I'm driving Lyft is about seceding from the Union. So it's out there. There's legislation out there. So when you want to come visit Texas and you got your passport, that's what I'm saying. That's what's going to happen. My plan is this. Vote for me. Here's my idea for secession from the Union. Anybody who's in Texas now gets. Wait, I'm checking the time. Oh my gosh, we've been going forever. Anybody who's in Texas now gets dual citizenship. And you get two options. You either get dual citizenship for Texas and the United States, because if we leave the United States, we're our own thing. Or you can get like a stipend to move. So you either get dual citizenship.
Oh, that way you live there, so you can like wait it out and like get some money to live somewhere else.
I don't know if that'd be the point. No, I'm making this up. This is my legislation. I don't know if it's a real thing. And so then, you're just like trying to milk it. You're like, you know what? I'm going to spend a bunch of money and move to Texas so I can maybe get money.
That's what's happening. I'm moving to Texas tomorrow so I can have dual citizenship and get out of it.
Right. So then the idea would be that you, like we limit who can come in so like we don't get a bunch of riffraff coming in or whatever right away. Like regular like citizenship, like you cut off citizenship coming in. You say, okay, from this point over, if you're moving in, why are you moving in? Is it job related? What is it for? Are you getting married to somebody in Texas, whatever? And then after the 5-year mark, Texas, because of its own country, the U.S. is whatever. They can replace the flag with like Guam or Puerto Rico or one of these other states, or by then the Ukraine will be a state and they can put them in there or whatever.
Puerto Rico is a state now.
No, not yet. Nope, not yet. Anyways, so it's fine. Okay, so oh my god,
I'm really disappointed in you. Part of the United States.
You're a teacher, right? You work at a school, right? Okay, anyways. So,
thanks.
that threw me off when you're like, it's Puerto Rico is a state right now. I'm like,
but it is, Isn't it part of the United States? You don't.
Well, even- I mean, it's like a territory or something like that. It's not like a, it's not a state yet. Like it's part, like Guam is a territory. Like you can go to Guam and it's American. It's America.
Guam is a real place.
Yeah, Guam is a real place. It's not just something that people say when they're like stuck in the middle of nowhere and they're like, "Where am I in Guam? I'm clear out of Guam."
Got it.
It's not real. It's like buttfuck Egypt. That's not a real place. Just so you know.
Social but, stuff isn't my strong subject. Clearly.
Right. Clearly. So the plan. Yeah. So the plan would be after the 5-year mark or whenever it takes, everybody moves out, and the people who are still there are still there, and. Oh, look at that. I accidentally clicked that on the screen. And
what was that?
Oh, if people leave comments, I can click on it, but nobody left a comment. I thought there was a comment. What? But why if there was a comment, commenting? Like YouTube, if somebody comments on YouTube,
why is nobody commenting?
I don't know. Maybe they got turned off by my drug talk or my sex talk.
Oh, yeah.
One of those things. But, anyways, I just want to be honest with people. I'm tired of like, whatever. I just want to be like, here's the real me and here's the show. Enjoy it. Don't be offended.
Hang out with me.
Hang out with me. I get good hits on Bumble.
Oh yeah?
Sorry, yeah, Bumble just said something. But I think I'm gonna try Hinge. I don't know. Anyways, so
Hinge because it doesn't give you many options and that's it. You're done for the day, right?
Is that really the case?
I think they give you like 4 options a day.
I thought it was broken. Okay.
Oh, well, you tried it. So there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 9:30 by you.
Yeah, it's 9:30 by me. So
10:30.
Wrap it up. Yeah. So, but I think we started like at 8:20 or whatever. So it's been like it's been an hour show.
Are you coming to New York anytime soon?
Maybe. I don't know. I got to figure out my schedule and stuff. Like, I got to figure out what's going on with things like that. So if I get this job, then who knows? But I've also got stuff coming on. You can always come down to Texas and be in a TV show.
Yeah, get a movie. Bull.
See, I could wait. I could wait to go to the stockyards, and then you could go to the stockyards too, and then you could ride a bull. There you go.
No, I'm not going to like it. Just like I didn't like Six Flags. Like, I'm like, blah, I get nauseous and I'm an old lady now.
You mean Texas or you mean the riding a bull?
Riding a bull.
Right. There's other things to do, though, too. There's lots of things to do. I think there's a lot of stuff to do in Texas. I love it. I love it here.
It's very hot.
It's going to get even hotter. I love that.
Too hot.
Oh, it's great. I love it. I love that. I love the heat. I love all that good stuff. No. I really do.
Too hot.
I really do.
It's too hot.
So, anyways.
Oh, this. I'm back. Yeah. It's not mirrored. Chicken. Did you mean?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Is that a portrait?
Oh, yeah. No, it's one of those things, and they paint it. Oh, it's on that side.
Yes, yes. And they put them in a coloring book.
And they put them in this like colonial outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
Love it. You have a new pup now, right?
Yes, I do. He's in the bedroom hanging out.
Aw, I have a Marsha.
Yeah, I saw.
He's real cute.
Marsha Mello.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Well, this is cool.
This is cool. This is the show. So where can people find you, Bettina? I'm sorry I talked over you a lot, but we're
right now. I'm just on Instagram. Apparently, I'm on Twitter, so I guess people follow me there anyway, right? Because I'm gonna figure.
Yeah, you should figure out how to get that Twitter account back.
Yeah, I'll figure that out. I have an email, bettinasbigbreak@gmail.com. That's cool. I don't know why, but send me an email if you want to.
And you're working on a website, but I'll help you clean that up. So
yeah. Yeah, I'm getting a little established now, so we'll see how it goes. I kind of took a break. This probably was awesome during COVID, right? You did this through COVID the whole time.
I perfected because I was working for a company and they were doing podcasts, and I took what I knew from my podcast experiences, and I figured out how to. Then I was using Zoom to create podcasts and like edit them and put titles on and all this other stuff. And I really perfected their digital content. And now they have like some really good libraries of like podcasts and things like that in this place in Chicago. But also along the way, it helped me to figure out how to do stuff better.
Gotcha.
And then I stumbled on this StreamYard and it's a lot easier. So it's good to go and it's fantastic. And yeah, that's all we got. So I'm going to wrap it up. Don't leave the studio because I got to talk to you when we're done. But I'm going to wrap it up right now. And I'm going to end the show. But no, but seriously, let me start this music going on for us. So yeah. So we'll start the music. Oh, and I forgot to set a timer. So I'm going to guess on this right now. Because I have the times figured out for this, but not very good. Anyways, Bettina, thank you for being on the show. Follow Bettina on Instagram right now, Bettina Show. Make sure that you have fun with her being on the show. And make sure you become a fan. Thank you, Bettina, for being on the show. And everybody, thank you for listening to this sucky broadcast, episode 2 of the new format. I went off on a tangent about stuff. I appreciate you guys going along for the ride. I really want to use this platform, very therapeutic for me. I really just want people to know, like, hey, Bradley's a real person, and he just wants you guys to appreciate him. I got a lot of projects coming out, and I can't wait to see what's going ahead. So you guys have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll see you again next week.
You've been listening to This Sucky Broadcast. Learn more at thissuckybroadcast.com.